Okay, Chevra. Ayin Gimel Amid Beis, the Gemara says if a person throws a clod of dirt and knocks off some dates, so you're going to be chayiv twice, one mishum toleish and one mishum mefarik. Right? That's what the Gemara says in the name of Rav Papa, and comes along with Ashi, and he says it's not the derech of tlisha bekach, etc., so therefore you're not going to be chayiv. We spoke about this last time. Now, this sugya, however, leads us to a conversation about what exactly mefarik means. What exactly is the malacha of mefarik? So, Tosfos over here tells me that mefarik is a... Tosfos quotes from Rashi that mefarik is a tolda d'dash. And this leads to a problem, because the Gemara says the cholev, milking, let's say milking a cow, and it would be the same a woman who has to nurse to express milk, so that would also be a tolda of dash. And for Ektaisis the Kasha, how can you be chayiv mishum dash if we're right that mefarik is tolda the dash and cholev is mefarik? How can you be chayiv mishum dash? We know that ain disha ella bigidulei karka. That's the Kasha that Tosfos asks. Now, when you read the Tosfos, you get the impression that Tosfos is answering for Rashi, that Rashi holds that we paskin that yesh disha shelo bigidulei karka. Right, that the very end of the Tosfos says that Rashi paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, no? It happens on some of the other Tosfosin on this issue, Tosfosin Sadi Hey, etc., and Tosfosin Kuf Mem Dalet. Tosfos over there says just that those sugyas are going according to Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, it's not that we paskin that yesh disha shelo bigedulei karka, right? Rather, we paskin ein disha ella bigedulei karka. Nonetheless, all those gemaras are going like the shita dechuya that yesh disha shelo bigedulei karka. What that would mean is that according to our Tosfos, we hold that yesh disha shelo bigedulei karka. But according to the other versions of Tosfos, la halacha we paskin, there's only disha bigedulei karka, and cholev is not going to be chayiv, cholev is going to be only aser midrabanan. No? According to the Tosfos on Sadi Hey, that the sugya is going within the opinion that there is disha shelo bigedulei karka. So that means, okay, that's what the sugya is going according to, but la halacha, we paskin, that there's only disha bigedulei karka. Aye, so how come cholev is aser? The teretz would be that cholev is aser midrabanan. That's what would emerge from the other Tosfosin, not from our Tosfos. This opinion, the cholev is aser midrabanan, is a shita that is known from a Rashba on Daf Tzadi Hei Amir Aleph. I stole somebody's Rashba. Oh, Yosef, I stole your Rashba, wherever you are. Okay? Shkayach. It's good to have friends. So the Rashba on Tzadi... the Rashba on Tzadi Hei basically asks, according to Rashi, how can you cholev be dash? I ain disha ella bigedulei karka. So Tosfos answers. So the Rashba, getting dizzy. The Rashba answers that we don't paskin that cholev is aser min hatayra. Cholev is only aser midrabanan. Right? And that's within the shita of Rashi. And over that would be the way what emerges from Tosfos on Tosfos on Tzadi Hei as well. Yeah.
How do we know that the rules of the
Av
of Dash
apply to COVID? That's a good kasha. Svara no senes that they apply. However, we have a big way out of this entire discussion, which is the tshuva of Rav Avram ben Harambam that the Shvisas HaShabbos quotes on Daf Dalet Amid Beis in his Sefer and Daf Chof Amid Beis. That the Reb Avram ben Harambam has a yesod that even though the av malacha of dash is only true by gedulei karka, but the tolda can be true shelo by gedulei karka. Right? He asks the kasha The Shvisas HaShabbos quotes in Rabbi Avraham ben Rambam, who's asking on the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam paskins that chovel, if I injure you, that's also going to be, if I draw blood or the like, that's also going to be a chi of al tzdash. So they ask Akasha, what are you talking about? There's only disha by gedulei karka. So Rabbi Avraham ben Rambam gives an answer. It's funny, I think Rabbi Rosenzweig always says it, that you'd expect Rabbi Avraham ben Rambam's answers to be closest to what the Rambam actually believes, but in reality, Rabbi Avraham ben Rambam always ends up saying tremendous nidushim, which seem, at least the Rambam that we love, doesn't seem to be the same Rambam that Rabbi Avraham ben Rambam knew. Like, Rabbi Avraham ben Rambam's Rambams are always interesting, but not what I'd call mainstream in Lundus. Is that a fair assessment?
I think that's very kind phrasing.
Okay. But the Yisur Rebbe Avraham ben Rambam is really that Todos do not have to be a... Todos don't have to be replicated on the Av. Right? So the Av is going to be true only by Gedulei Karka, the Todos shalo be Gedulei Karka. This is really troubling because l'cha'ora something is only a Todah because it resembles the Av. And if I'm going to say, it's just like, conceptually, by the way, Rabbi Avraham ben Rambam also formulates within his father's Shita that there's the Av Malacha, there's Me'ain Av Malacha, then there's Todos.
But they really have a meaning from what we have been discussing, that what do you need for Dosh? You need it to be Mechumar, you have to be Mechusa. I think you have both by Chabura.
By Chabura, again, possibly, again, but usually the classical example of Dosh is that I'm separating some sort of Ochel from Solas, right? When I remove Dam from a person, L'cha'ora, there is no Ochel, but there's a Rambam. The Rambam paskins the Chovel Eschayiv Mishum Dosh. Okay. But Rabbi Avraham is explaining that even though Adam is not Gedulei Karka, right? Like we said. No.
The Totsah is the same at the end.
Huh?
The Totsah is the same.
The Totsah of the Malacha is the same, but it's a totally different... If it's not... You see, the Yisod of Gedulei Karka, and we'll talk about this when we learn Ma'amer, is that Malachos divide up into groups. So I have Sidura de Pas. Right? And Sidura de Pas has to be something that leads to baking bread, which is only Gedulei Karka. To assume that the Av has to be Gedulei Karka, not the Toldah, I think is still unusual. Okay, Zozayim. So the first Shita is Shitas Rashi. Cholev is really a subset of Dosh. We ask Akasha, Ba'ein Disha Ela B'Gedulei Karka. So answer one is, maybe Rashi holds La Halacha that Yesh Disha Shalom B'Gedulei Karka. Answer two, the Knech on that is this Rashba or the Taisus on Sadi Hay that really Cholev is Aser Midrabanan. Answer three is going to be this Rabbi Avraham ben Rambam, who says that Todos don't have to match the Av. And answer four is probably the most mistaber of the answers within Rashi. Answer four is saying that Rashi really holds that an animal is considered Gedulei Karka. The Gemara in Bava Kamma discusses the Psukim by Ma'aser Sheni, V'nasata HaKesev B'chasher Tavei Nafshecha, right, B'Bokar B'Tzom B'Yayim B'Sheicha. The Gemara says it has to be Prima Gedulei Karka. They're only allowed to purchase Ma'aser Sheni stuff from some that's Gedulei Karka. How am I allowed to purchase an animal from most Ma'aser Sheni? The answer is, animals are also considered Gedulei Karka. That is what the Magid Mishnah there, I gave it on the Merkoros, Magid Mishnah Perches, says that B'das HaRambam, that animals are considered Gedulei Karka, and perhaps that's what Rashi holds also. But Cholev by a nursing woman. So again, the reason why an animal is called Gedulei Karka is because animals grow by eating vegetables. So for these purposes, again, I don't recommend purchasing a slave. The Gemara says you're not allowed to purchase slaves. That's because you don't eat slaves. But the fact, right, most Ma'aser Sheni can't purchase slaves. But at the same time, that's because I don't eat it. But then I have to buy food that I eat with most Ma'aser Sheni.
But it could still apply to the people.
I think so, yeah. That a human would also be considered Gedulei Karka for purposes of Cholev. Good. Now, Kevon Sheganu Lekach and Chavala. Right, correct. And that's all within the Rambam. Kevon Sheganu Lekach, so we have so far one big shita with a few different subsets about the Malach of Cholev, right? The big shita is that's a chiyuv of Dash. But the Rishonim go to town to answer this kasha about what is the nature of Cholev. And there are, in the Shvisas HaShabbos, he quotes a total of 7 answers. We've already mentioned 3 of the 7 that he gives, right? Rashi, that we paskin, like Rabbi Yehuda, he mentions. The Rashba, or the Tosfos and Sadi Hey, that really the Chiyuv is Midrabbanan. And Rabbi Avram ben HaRambam, that totals are different than Av. But in the Shvisas HaShabbos, he lays out many other shitos as well. There is an opinion in the Yerushalmi, in Perek Klal Gadol, that Cholev is Chayiv Mishum Kotzer. Kotzer. Right? Kotzer, we think, means you cut Tavua down. The Yerushalmi says, Cholev, if I milk a cow, I'm also Chayiv Mishum Kotzer. This Shita actually makes it to Rashi and Sadihei, but Rashi and Sadihei rejects it. So this Shita would mean, let's go slowly, this Shita, that Cholev is Chayiv Mishum Kotzer, Rashi asks on this Shita, it can't be true because it's not Mechuber. That's Rashi's Kasha, because milk is Pukid V'Akir, like the Gemara at the beginning of Ksubis, about Boa Basula, so it's not attached, it is contained. It's munach bekli, like Rashi writes over there in Ksubis. It's contained, it's not attached. And Rashi says that to be chayiv mishum kotzer, it has to be attached. So it can't be kotzer. The Ramban on Kuf Zayin, we saw this Ramban already, the Ramban says it can't possibly be kotzer, because kotzer is true only by gedulei karka, and this is not gedulei karka. Right? That's the Ramban's kasha. If we would accept, however, the Magid Mishnah Bedas HaRambam, that animals are called Gedulei Karka, what's the problem? So the Dvar Avram said that there's a difference between, for Dosh, it is considered Gedulei Karka, but for Kotzer not, because, right, Dosh is a Malacha Shebetolosh, and Kotzer is a Malacha B'mechubar. But that's making an assumption about the nature of the Malacha of Kotzer, like we spoke about last time. The Pashtus in the Yerushalmi, that you are chayiv mishum kotzer if you milk a cow on Shabbos, the Pashtus is like approach number 3 within the Malach of Kotzer that we spoke about, our Reb Menachem Zemba approach. That the Malach of Kotzer is fundamentally taking something off of the location where it was born. We're taking something off of where it was there. It doesn't have to be attached to the ground at all. It doesn't have to be like the, killing like something. Like the mushrooms on the barrel. That was from Nachum Zemba's Ikaraya. So l'cha'ora, when I milk a cow, it's kaitzer. Why am I kaitzer? I'm kaitzer because I'm taking the milk away from the location where the milk was born. No? That's l'cha'ora what this would mean. This approach makes the most sense within Reb Menachem Zemba. Now, Rashi asks Akasha on how could Cholev be chayiv mishum kotzer, it's only pakid v'akir, it's not attached, right? That's Rashi's Kasha. So how would we deal with this in terms of the Rambam about chol veil? The Rambam says chol veil is chayiv mishum dash, but it should also be kotzer in some ways. Presumably, it should be kotzer more than cholev, because, right, if there's no kotzer on something that's pakid v'akir, right, who says there is no dash on something that's pakid v'akir? So again, the Shvisas HaShabbos, I think, is dancing around this question. Did guys have a chance to go through this whole Shvisas HaShabbos? It's beautiful. It's such a I'm telling you, Dr. Soloveitchik says it's like the best sefer on Shabbos that no one uses anymore because the Mishnah Berurah like conquered the planet. But you should go through it. Okay, again, if you go through it, you'll see. I think he dances around that kasha. Next. So we have a shita in this Yerushalmi that's Chai Misham Kotzer. The pashtus in that shita is that there's going to be Kotzer even though it's not Gedulei Karka. That's the pashtus, like we mentioned. Shita number three. Someone asked me that, Kasha, during Seder morning. I thought that you can only be Chayiv for Kotzer and the like if I'm cutting something that is considered an Ochel. But if something... Right, and that might be the pshat in the Tosfos about how come you have to need the Eitzim. Not Ochel in the sense of Ochel, but Ochel in the sense of something that I use and something that I need. Right, and if I urinate, so that can't. I don't need. It's everything is psoilas. If they would use it like for ksamim, for the to clean, to do laundry, and achanami, maybe in that situation you would be chayiv, or I don't know.
Because
I don't need it, yeah. I don't need the item. Again, especially in line, if I want Bichai Mishim Kotzer, and I hold that Tosis's definition of Tzarech La'etzim is fundamental, so you have to really need what comes out. Or else it's not Kotzer at all. If you take the approach of the Maharshon Sanhedrin, so then... Take the approach of the Maharshon, that's a din only by Eitzim, it's not fundamental to the definition of Kotzer, so it wouldn't be true, but Al Kopanim, I think we have at least one answer to that question. Other Shitos. The Shitos get wilder and wilder as we go on. The Urayim holds.
I'm sorry. So even though the milk is Mifkat Pokid, you can say it's Kotzer. Because the Torah is not similar to the
Av? Perhaps, according to Rav Rambam ben Rambam, that could be the answer, but Rashi al-Karchach is not holding that way. Does Rashi views this as like an insurmountable kasha? According to Rav Rambam ben Rambam, all of the rules of Avos are not true by Toldos. It's, again, the difficulty Rav Rambam ben Rambam without is just that the Gemara asks, L'mayin afgamina bein Av l'Tolda, according to Rav Rambam ben Rambam, we should say this. It's the easiest nafgamina on the planet. Okay, we have a Rambam and a Rambam. Shita number three, really wild. Sefer HaYireim. It's in the Malach of Soser in the Sefer Yireim. It's like Kuf Mem, Daf Kuf Mem in the Sefer. The Yireim writes that milking is Chayiv Mishum Tochein. Tochein. It's like you're grinding. What does that mean? So I think what it means is that kol zman the milk is in the udder of the cow, it's all in one area. As I milk it out, I'm like breaking it down into smaller units. I have like a teeny drop, a teeny drop, a teeny drop. When I take a big thing and I break it down into smaller units, that is going to be chayiv mishum tochein. As I state in the Yireim. Zach?
Take for what I've learned as a tochein.
Again, apparently there's only teichin if something was naturally combined beforehand, right? Ein teichin achar teichin, but right, something that was naturally combined, like the milk in the cow's udder, when I break it down to small units, says the Yireim, that's tochein. The Toafos Re'im on the bottom of the Yireim points out that our Karchach of the Yireim is saying that there is techina shelo begedolei karka. Again, unless Magen Mishnah is correct, right? Unless the Magen Mishnah is right in the animals, we can say Gedulei Karka, but this would mean that there is Techina Shelo V'Gedulei Karka. This is a big discussion, no? Am I allowed to, the Rivash, am I allowed to grind cheese on Shabbos? Right? Am I allowed to cut up some tuna on Shabbos? Some that's not Gedulei Karka. Fish is definitely not Gedulei Karka. As we state in the Gemara by Potseya Chilazon. Right, a fish, a snail, certainly not Gedulei Karka. But that's the next shita of the Yireim. The shita after the Yireim, the shita Mekubetzes writes that the chiyuv of milking a cow is alt gozes. When I have an animal, so there's the ikker animal, and then there's the extraneous stuff on the animal. The stuff that like grows and can be replaced. No? Hair is extraneous to the animal. It grows and it can be replaced. milk is extraneous to the animal. The milk comes and it goes, no? What?
Kavala also,
something the blood will rejuvenate itself. Correct, and the Hanami. So maybe it should be Chayev Al Gozes. Again, it's a little, but the she. There are some who assume that. Agreed. Again, it's unclear. The nature of what the issue of chavala is something that we'll have to discuss at length. Right now, we're dealing with this Rambam because the Rambam says it's chay mishum dash and it connects to our sugya most directly. But this shita mikubetzis is assuming that the chiyuv is out gozes because it's something extraneous.
That'd be a stretch. You can also say that against meaning he can fundamentally understand gozes differently than the revush that it's about beautifying because it's impossible to say it's more beautiful that way.
Oh yeah, for sure. Right, it cannot be. Right, the Rivasha assumes that gozes that is based on yipay haguf certainly can't apply by milking an animal. I'll agree with that.
But you have a better, it's much richer gufa, you need the milk.
Right, it's richer gufa anyway. Without, right. You don't have to come onto the Rivasha.
Right, right.
Okay, good. Very good. Rabbeinu Tam, I forgot which shita we're up to, six or something. Rabbeinu Tam comes up with a wild idea in our Tosfos. Rabbeinu Tam says that cholev is chayiv mishum mamachik. No? In order to milk a cow, you have to squeeze on the udders, and you're like smoothing the udders. You're doing like this type of motion, right? Like smooth on. You have to, by the way, put oil on your hands to milk cows on Shabbos. And the Shmir Shas Kilchasa, he has an essay in Perkov Zayin. A few halachas and perchav zayin about how to milk cows on Shabbos in situations when it's necessary. So he says you could put oil on your hand. You shouldn't put like wax or grease on your hand because that would be some sort of mamachik. Right? But you put oil on your hands before you do it, and then you move it like this, so you're smoothing the udder out. Says Rabbeinu Tam, that's chayiv mishum mamachik. Now, all of these chiyuvim, whether it is kotzer or tochein or gozes or memachik, on all of these we can ask the kasha that Tosfos asks, which is oy bazoy, what distinction would there be in the Gemara Lahalon and Kuf Mem Daled about how come cholev is mutter latocha ochel? Why is it mutter if I milk into food? If the iser is out dash, I understand because I'm going from ochel to ochel. Right? But if the Isser is not out dash, if the Isser is out any of these others, so then that kasha seems to be very strong. The Shvisas HaShabbos is brilliant. Shvisas HaShabbos says maybe the answer to these kashas is as follows. You know, the Tshuvas HaRashba writes that we're mako on the Malach of Tochein La'altar. Right? That the Tshuvas HaRashba says that you're allowed to grind something mamish right before I eat it, just like by borer I make all right before I eat it, so also by tochein the Rashba writes I make all right before I eat it. If that's the case, as Zakti Shvisas HaShabbos, maybe that's exactly what the Gemaras mean when the Gemara says I'm allowed to milk a cow into food. You know what the pshad is? The pshad is it's like that Rashba, it's derech achila b'kach. It's not just I'm milking it into food. I'm milking it into food. I'm saying yum yum yum, and I'm eating it right away. Freknish kinkashis, right? But I'm eating it right away. That's the yisod of this. By tochein it makes sense, but I think we hold of it in some ways because many of these malachos, the pshad is by kotzer it's a little perhaps gozes. I think is actually the furthest stretch because I thought all the malachas of Sidur the past is to get toward, is to create food. But if I create food and I eat the food right away, I didn't create food. Okay? So even by kotzer, perhaps I could say gozes is harder because it's in Sidur the Oros.
In kotzer,
but you can't.
So, I mean, we all passing is going to be usher. The Shvisas HaShabbos only says this to answer the day of Tochein.
Right?
The day of Tochein is the easiest. once you have this yisod, you can play with it and perhaps extend it beyond.
Even Mbappe, let's say Mbappe, that one doesn't.
I mean, that seems to be an insurmountable kasha, the Mbappe, and the Hanami. Now, it happens that Rabin.
You don't need to do as much work because you're just eating it right.
Even Kosher wouldn't. You can't pull an apple off a tree and eat it.
Correct. Someone just asked that a minute ago. Yeah, and the Hanami.
Yeah.
You can't. Now, it happens that Tosfos by us quotes that Rabbeinu Tam says that the chiyuv is alts memachik. The problem is that Rabbeinu Tam elsewhere doesn't say that, no? Rabbeinu Tam on Kuf Mem Dalet Amid Beis, if I could turn there I would find it. Rabbeinu Tam on Kuf Mem Dalet Amid Beis writes, Cholev Adam Eis, etc. Zot Rabbeinu Tam, this is only on Yontiv. Because it's chazi la'achila, it's like ulchel de ifras, but it's not true on Shabbos. So they answer Rabbi Tam, one second, why is there a difference between Shabbos and Yontiv? I understand if it's out dosh and I'm separating the oichof and the psoilas in some ways, there's a difference between Shabbos and Yontiv. But if it's out memachik, what difference does it make? So many of the svarim, the nishmas adam in klal yud zayin, osbeis, and many others, they point out that Rabbeinu Tam was chozer bo. Rabbeinu Tam changed his mind. Rabbeinu Tam on Tosfos on Ayin Gimel Mebeis assumed it's out memachik, but when he grew older, he changed his mind and he said the chiv is out dosh. These new gemaras that I have, what are they called? The Ozer Hadar. So they point out on the side that there's a different gears in this Tosfos Kuf Mem Daled. This happens often, and they have that Nirila Rabbeinu Chananel, not Nirila Rabbeinu Tam. We saw this also in Tosfos on Mem Aleph about Iroi, right? The same, like sometimes, like the Tosfos Zvachim by Iroi has it as a Rabbeinu Chanan or Rabbeinu Tam. Sometimes, I don't know what's a printer's mistake and what's not, but perhaps that's the answer. If you look in the Sefer HaYosha of Rabbeinu Tam, which is the real Rabbeinu Tam, Sefer HaYosha basically says that there are Tzvei Chiyuvim for milking an animal, no? Where sometimes Yechai Mishum Dosh. If it's Gedulei Karka, Yechai Mishum Dosh. If it's not Gedulei Karka, Yechai Mishum Amachik. Huh? Mefarik is Chayiv O Mishum Dosh, O Mishum... Or because of Memachik, depending on whether it is, if it's Gedulei Karka, it's Dosh. If it's not Gedulei Karka, it's Memachik. Again, how this works in with the Tisus, the Steer and Tisus is still there, but Rabbeinu Tam at least was sensitive that both the Yuvim exist. The Gemara says that Cholev is Chai is Mefarik. Right? We have to figure out what Mefarik means. So now, effectively, when you go through all of these eight shittas that we have, the only shita that says it's the Rabbanon is the Rashban Sadihei. Yosef, I stole your Rashba, I hope you'll forgive me. The only shita that says it's the Rabbanon is the Rashban Sadihei, and we wanted to say that Tosfos and Sadihei also says that. Every other day assumes that milking a cow is also min hatayra on Shabbos. Every other day. Years ago, in Eretz Yisrael, right after... it's actually before Hakamas HaMedina, there was some plague that came, and they had to close the Yishuvim and not allow people to get... People from this Yishuv couldn't go to that Yishuv. There was some plague that the animals had this disease, and people who were... I think it was smallpox or something. And people who lived in that Yishuv could stay there, but no one else could come in. So some of these Yishuvim only had Jews in them. And the Shaila came up, what do we do about milking the cows on Shabbos? Because it says in Shulchan Aruch in Shin Hei Se'if Chaf that you're allowed to milk a cow on Shabbos, Al Yidei Akum, because Mishum Tzar Balachayim were make on Amir Al-Nachri. It hurts if you're engorged with milk. Al Tzar Balachayim were make on. So Rabbi Zion Chai Uziel wrote a famous tshuva that became a whole class of life. Rav Uziel basically said that we paskin that milking cows on Shabbos is usur midrabbanan, and therefore, if it's usur midrabbanan, it says in Shulchan Aruch you should do it ayidei a goy, but if you can't have a goy get in because the yishuvim are all closed, so we'll allow you to milk the cows ayidei Yisrael. And this is permitted because it's hefsid for the yishuv. We're mekal on Yisrim Drabbanan, Metzorech, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, the beginning of Gittin. He says, right, people, by the way, the milk business brought a lot of income, right? Rav Uziel says, we're mekal for Yishuv Ha'aretz, we're mekal to even milk the cows, Al Yidei Yisrael. That's his approach. Now, Rav Ben Zion Chai Uziel was the first Sephardic chief rabbi. He was the contemporary of Rav Kook, no? Rav Kook has a non-haskama to the Mishpatei Uziel. We spoke about non-haskamas. A non-haskama means I write a haskama on your sefer, and I say, yeah, you're writing a sefer, and you are an Orthodox Jew, you have a beard and everything, but I disagree with what you have in the sefer. Right? Like, we put that, Rabbi Willick has like a non-haskama on the Am Mordechai on Shabbos from Rav Neubert. No? Rav Neubert basically says, yeah, I disagree with your kulas of using the non-adjustable hot plates on Shabbos, but buy the sefer anyway because I know Rabbi Willick. Right? Rav Moshe has a non-haskama on the sefer Tikkun Eruvin b'Manhattan. Right? It's a non-haskama. Rav Kook has a non-haskama on the Mishpatei Uziel. We can discuss that at a different time. Rabbi Willick felt that non-adjustable hot plates, you're allowed to take food out of the refrigerator, put it on the non-adjustable hot plate on Shabbos. Rav Neubert felt that you're not allowed to do that because some Sfaradim cook on the non-adjustable hot plate, and therefore we can't solve the Mexican Mavashal issue. Okay, Zosayim. Rav Uziel basically has a number of kulas. First of all, he tainas that if I milk a cow in order to relieve the pressure in the cow's udders, that's a malacha shein tzricha
l'gufa. Well, that's why they milk it onto the ground.
So his kula, Rav Uziel, is going to be mekal even if you end up needing the milk. He wants to save the milk because it's necessary for the parnasa of the Jews. Right? So Rav Uziel is mekal even to save the milk. And he assumes that it's going to be asur midrabbanan because it's a malacha shein tzricha l'gufa. The other Sfaradi, even though you need the milk, malacha shein tzricha l'gufa, because your primary intention is to get rid of the pain of the animal. It's wild. Honestly. And Rav Yaakov Meir, who was the first chief rabbi? Rav Yaakov Meir was before Rav Uziel? One of them was right after the other. Rav Yaakov Meir, in his non-haskama to the Mishpatei Uziel, Rav Yaakov Meir says that this approach of Rav Uziel is against our Gemara. Our Gemara says if I throw a clod of dirt to the tree and I knock off the dates, I'm chayiv mishum mefarik. Rashi learns that mefarik means I want to, or Tosfos Bedas Rashi, right, as we spoke about last time, says mefarik means I'm getting the fruits off the tree. Huh? Rav Meir first and Rav Uziel. Okay. So I'm getting the fruits off the tree. I'm getting the fruits off the tree. That's what Rashi says. So that means lecha oira should be malacha she'in the tzricha legufa. How come you're going to be chayiv according to Rav Papa?
It's malacha she'in. Why you chayiv from mefarik?
My mechayiv mishum mefarik, right? If mefarik means getting the fruits off the tree, right? How can I be chayiv mishum mefarik? Very strong kasha. So Rav Yaakov Meir has a chiddush. He says that we only consider something a malacha she'in the tzricha legufa if it's not a natural process. A natural process that always happens, and you just don't want it, that is not a malacha shein tzricha l'gufa. Motzias hames, yes, people always die, but people don't always die right over here. Right? So that's malacha shein tzricha l'gufa. But when I have a tree that's full of fruit, that every tree becomes full of fruit at some point. And every cow becomes engorged with milk at some point. So therefore, it's not called a malacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa. That's his approach. That's his approach. So he argues on the Yisrael that it's a malacha shein atzricha
l'gufa.
What?
Is that true?
It's not true.
Is it true?
What?
Is it true that anything matters?
I mean, it's a svara that we have to think about. I can't weigh in. Rav Uziel also argues that milking cows on Shabbos is only an Isser Midrabanan, because he says it's not, cows are not Gedulei Karka. And Ein Disha Ella the Gedulei Karka. And even though the Magid Mishnah says Bidas HaRambam that cows are Gedulei Karka, says Rav Uziel, and this is interesting, Rav Uziel says, well, the Kesef Mishnah asks the Kasha on the Rambam, and the Kesef Mishnah doesn't answer that Kasha, and the Kesef Mishnah is the same person who wrote the Shulchan Aruch, so if the Kesef Mishnah doesn't answer that Kasha, that means that Shulchan Aruch is disagreeing with this answer, and that means that we really hold that milking cows on Shabbos is only Aser Midrabanan because it's not Gedulei Karka. In other words, the Magen Mishnah's answer, says Rav Uziel, can't be correct because the Kesef Mishnah doesn't like it. Rav Avram Chaim Noeh, and he was the Lubavitcher Posek, who was the Rav of Shkunat HaBukharim. So Rav Avram Chaim Noeh has a whole essay over here about Chalivas Behema B'Shavis at the back of Chelak Vov of the Kseis HaShulchan. Rav Avram Chaim Noeh basically says, what are you talking about? This is basically like, what you're talking about, the Kesef Mishnah asks the Kasha, he doesn't answer the Kasha, that means the Kesef Mishnah holds it strong, and since he wrote Shulchan Aruch, our Karchacha, we hold it strong? Like, says it doesn't work like that. No! Maybe Rabbi Yosef Kari really felt the answer is right. Like, it's an answer from the Ramach. The Ramach was a Rishon in Provence in the 14th century. I mean, it's not... He really, on the methodological level, he just doesn't like this at all.
If it wasn't Ramach,
then he would have done it. That's interesting.
The Kesef Mishnah sometimes quotes Ramach. How come he doesn't quote this Ramach? I don't know exactly why. But the fact that the Kesef Mishnah blibes Shver doesn't give me a shtickle Torah to say that he doesn't hold that way. Or to say that we don't pass it by la halacha. But Rav Uziel kind of says, whoa, I don't understand. Zak Rav Uziel, we pass it in Shulchan Aruch, I'm allowed to milk a cow that's engorged with milk, mishum tzar balachayim, I could do it ayudei nachri. One second, he says, we're not making an amira lo nachri because of a tzorach gadol. We're not. We're only making an amira lo nachri for an isur d'rabbanan. We're not making an amira lo nachri just because the animal's in pain. So what if the animal's in pain? Right? It says Rav Uziel, you see from that din in Shin Hei Se'if Chaf, that obviously milking cows on Shabbos is also Midrabanan. According to the Shulchan Aruch. Right? So then, Rav Avram Chaim Na'eh says, one second, go slowly. Who says that we're not making an amir al-nachri al tzar balachayim? Remember, the Gemara in Pov Metzia has a discussion with the tzar balachayim is d'oraisa d'rabbanon, right? The Pashtus says tzar balachayim is d'oraisa. If tzar balachayim, by the way, is d'oraisa, that's another yesod of Torah values, or so the Torah never says not to inflict pain on animals, no? Baal Karchacha, we're deriving a value in the Torah from like one out of seven, eight. Reb Asher Weiss has a beautiful essay about Tzar Baal Chaim at the beginning of Chumash Bamidbar in the Sefer on Chumash. Beautiful essay about that. Says Rabbi Avraham Chaim, no, we're meko on Chaliva, Ayidei Akum, because there's a kula for Amira L'Nachri, Letzorech Tzar Baal Chaim. Because Tzar Baal Chaim is the Oraisa. What happened over here was as follows. Rav Uziel gave this kula. At first he said, I don't want to give the kula in public. Later on, he decided to give the kula in public. And then later on, what happened was, Rav Uziel was only mako because of this one plague that was going on in animals where that there was like an illness and people couldn't get into the various yeshuvim. After he gave this kula, some people in the yeshuvim, in the moshavot, started milking cows on Shabbos al Yedei Yisrael. And they period, and saving the milk. And they said, we're relying on Rav Uziel. So then, there's a beautiful letter in the Chazon Ish for the Chazon Ish in the Igros. I give you the Marim Makom on the Marim Makomis. In the Igros Chazon Ish, Chelak Beis Simin Yud Gimel, he says, the people are saying that we have to do this because we can't have Arabs do work for us on Shabbos. How can you have an Arab doing work? Yehudim, right? Avodah Ivrit. Avodah Ivrit means that Jews have to do work. This was like a fundamental idea for the Zionists in these yeshuvim, that you can't have Arabs do work. Zok l'chazon ish, if Avodah Ivri is doche the Isser d'Orais of Chaliva b'Shabbos, that just, your entire perspective is off. The Chazon Ish has very harsh things to say. Reb Chaim Ozer in his tshuva has very harsh things to say. This kula of Rev Uziel, who was only mako because of that dever, because of that plague. Rev Uziel was not mako in general, but it led later on to people milking cows al yedei Yisrael on Shabbos and saving the milk. That was a terrible thing. Right? That was mamish a terrible thing. Again, Rav Uziel was a very big makel. Mark Angel has a book that he wrote about Rav Ben Sim Chai Uziel, about how he has the correct approach to halacha. He's makel on every shayla. I don't know. I mean, he's a huge Talmud Chacham. It's beautiful. You should read these tshuvas. Right? The Mamish beautiful, but at the same time, the Pashtus is, according to the Rambam, Chalif on Shabbos is Dairaisa. The only day of the Chalif on Shabbos is Dirabunan is that Rashbun Sadi Hey and the Taisus that we thought also. But Rav Uziel's Mahalach, that like everyone holds this Dirabunan, he pulls a Shach on you. Right? The Shach's approach always is that everyone holds this way. Rav Uziel says every Rishon holds it's only Dirabunan. Very difficult. Very, very difficult. Okay, Chevra.
The Kesef Mishnah is the Shulchan Aruch.
The Kesef Mishnah is the same order
right,
as the Shulchan
Aruch. Therefore?
The Kesef Mishnah asks the Kasha, how can you be chayiv of cholev mishum dash, I ain't dish ala begadula karka? And the Kesef Mishnah doesn't answer the Kasha. So it comes along Rav Uziel and he says, if you don't answer the Kasha, that obviously it's the Rabbanon. Now, he doesn't say it's the Rabbanon. He just doesn't answer the Kasha.
Right.
But so Malacha Shein is Shichal Gufa. Rav Yaakov, Rav Uziel also said that. So right, that's also part of in Rav Yaakov Meir's non Haskama to the Sefer. He says Malacha Shein Shichal Gufa is more chomer than other Yisurim. We're not making a mural Nachi from Malacha Shein Shichal Gufa. The whole thing is very difficult. But first he says it's Malacha Shein Shichal Gufa and he says it's Durabunna because of Indisha Bagdula Karaka. Both. He's adding Snifam. He realizes that's a Shverish Sikkul Torah, so he's adding Snifam Mahakel. Yeah. Correct. Yeah. I think so.